When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I get it. You just said the year 1990, but that was certainly not something that I was playing on the radio 34 years ago today when I debuted as the host of the show on WAAF.
This show reaches more genres than that original
show. I understand.
Do you remember the first song you played?
No, because I had been a part of a morning show prior to that.
Okay.
So I don't really...
Who did they can to bring you in?
A woman, Curtis, I think this was her real name, a woman named Ruby Cheeks.
Oh, I saw a text that came in saying, like, I've been listening to you since the Cheeks days. And I was like, well, I don't know what that means, but...
Could mean many things.
From Ruby to Chubby.
Curtis, you have some respect today.
Ruby Cheeks is a sick name, actually.
It's like a radio name. I mean, a lot of people...
Oh, so fake?
People used to use fake names
right,
on
like
the radio.
Like Dale Arnold.
Yes, they did.
That's some classics from 1990.
There's Dale sure here.
There's some good tunes, from
especially
1990.
In the hip hop world.
Some really, really good tunes from 1990. So, but it's a Patriots Friday. Jelani Tavai coming up at 7:30 or thereabouts this morning. What?
Before we get back to leads, can I just ask one thing, Greg?
Yes.
Maybe not a customer complaint, but just a recommendation to the customers. When we say, hey, if you have a song from 1990, feel free to DM me or tweet it at me or anything like that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I would ask simply, please don't send me a song from 1995 when we're asking for songs from from 1990.
Maybe they don't have access to the internet or something.
They just took a wild guess.
What was the song they wanted?
Coolio's "Gangsta's Paradise."
Oh yeah, no, that was mid '90s, not early '90s,
not even close to 1990.
All right, a couple leads left. Wiggy has one. I have one. Wiggy, hello. Good morning.
All right, hello. Good morning. So the probably one of the most polarizing figures in sports today, especially for the ladies, one Caitlin Clark. And I would say this, if there's been a giant bullseye on her back for people that want to drag her. And one thing I would, if I was on her team, I say she should do, which obviously it's going to be great for you financially, but it'll also be great for you when it comes to just your reputation and help with women's basketball. The unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league that started by Breonna Stewart and Collier, they both play in the WNBA, they have really been trying to get Caitlin Clark to play for them. I think they're offering her like $1 million to do it, which is pretty good because I think the minimum salary in this 3-on-3 league, which will start in January, is like $250,000. And some of the players in the league already are Kelsey Plum, Aaliyah Boston. So it's big name players, Angel Reese. And I think it'd be a great move for Caitlin Clark to not only put more money in her pocket, but also help with women's basketball. Mm-hmm. This will be another way for them to capitalize on their popularity. She hasn't made the decision yet, but I think it would be a great opportunity for her. And then I think maybe people will, you know, her peers won't look at her in a negative way because they're trying to promote this league, which will help a lot of.
Did you say they're offering her $250,000 to do it? Is that
$1 million? Yes, a million.
Would she be paid more than anybody else? Would she be paid more than Angel Reese?
Yeah, like, I think so.
Isn't that going to cause the same kind of catfighting that has gone on the
entire because I think the minimum salary in that league is $250,000, and what by her getting in, it'll just bring more eyes to it, and it's a great way for women, especially because the WNBA, we heard the whole salary structure in there, and they don't make that type of money. So
they're losing a lot of money. Am I right about that, Curtis? The WNBA lost $40 million or something last year?
They haven't in past years. There is a new TV deal that has kicked in, I think, this next that will kick in this next season. That should balance that out. I haven't seen the updated numbers, but the NBA did support and basically keep the WNBA afloat.
But you were right. This year, I think they lost $40 million. I saw that story, too. It was a.
I mean, can they keep going with that, losing money every season?
Like, I don't know. But that's why I think this unrivaled 3-on-3 basketball league could be interesting, because I think it will be during the basketball season. It'll be the best female basketball players going against each other. It'll kind of be what you see with the Big Three, but on a bigger level, in my opinion.
Texter on the Subaru of New England text line says that what Caitlin Clark ought to do is tell him to go F off.
Well, and like, they want to give her an equity stake. Why would she tell him to go F off?
Well, they haven't treated her that well, I guess, is what the texter's saying.
Yeah, but this is a way to mend fences.
No, if I'm Caitlin Clark, I'm saying F off, and I'm taking my off season and enjoying the millions and millions of dollars that Nike is paying me.
Yeah, but how long does that last if the WNBA continues to go downhill?
There will be a league.
Right.
You think so?
Yes.
Yes, I think so.
All right.
All right, Wiggy, excellent. Thank you.
You got it.
My lead this morning is a tad bit fantastical, but perhaps oddly logical the more I think about it. And it's a Friday, so who cares? It seems to me like the head coach of the Boston Bruins, Jim Montgomery, may not survive November. May not survive the weekend. In the NHL, it is basically, they basically recycle the same 30 guys when it comes to coaches. So, I would like to ask the room and those of you incredible people who are listening this morning on the radio or watching on Twitch or YouTube or listening on the Odyssey app, is it possible that the Boston Bruins would ever take a flyer for fan excitement purposes mainly on Patrice Bergeron as their next head coach?
Whoa.
And I know it seems wild and illogical because the man has no head coaching experience, but I would point just 20 miles down the road or something to Foxborough, where you have a head coach with virtually zero head coaching or no head coaching experience and not a lot of coaching experience.
But at least several years of coaching experience.
Correct. But he was selected 5 years ago. I don't know how many years he had then.
Well, right, but he wasn't selected to be the head coach 5 years ago.
Well, I thought that's when he identified him as the head coach.
Right, but he wasn't the head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would happen, mainly because I don't think Patrice Bergeron would want to do it.
You don't?
No. He has a flawless resume. You get behind that bench, all of a sudden, it's not as flawless.
Yeah, I mean, look at Mayo. Mayo is a great player here.
Right.
People loved Mayo here as a
now
player.
Now he's getting dragged.
Yeah,
his
and now.
His reputation is at risk.
Yeah, I mean.
Damn, I kind of love it, though. Just because, I mean, he's so close with so many guys on the team. And, I mean, you heard Jim Montgomery his first year coaching the Bruins, where he said, I barely have to do any coaching because Patrice takes care of it all. Cassidy said that as well. Mm.
I would just also ask, not to be, you know, the fly in the wall here, but. What did he win when he was the captain?
A Stanley Cup.
He wasn't the captain on the team that won the Stanley Cup. So he was the captain on the best team in the NHL, and they underperformed in the playoffs. So
it's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
All right. Well, anyway,
it's a good discussion.
Interesting to think about.
I think people would probably love it initially.
It creates interest. It sells tickets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be for that purpose and that purpose only.
And
then who knows what you get out of them?
You
have good coaches around them, mm-hmm. like Joe Sacco. I think everybody thinks is a great coach.
Right.
I mean, you have
goalie Bob.
You got goalie Bob. So I don't know. All right. Anyway, they have to do something though after last night.
I talked to Chairman. Every day.
I mean, that's a game that you needed to reach down into your cup and grab a hold and win because you just needed to win that hockey game.
Or at least be competitive.
Yes. Lose by a goal with, they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.